You're listening to Sound Opinions, and we've been talking about Bob Dylan in the first part of his career with writer Clinton Halen. In the early 60s, Dylan released four albums, and all but his first sold very well at the time. But you could argue that he was even better known as a songwriter because of the very famous cover versions of his songs, with people like Johnny Cash, The Byrds, Peter, Paul, and Mary, all covering his songs and bringing them to a wider audience. Clinton, do you have a sense of how Dylan responded to these different interpretations?
There were specific people within the Grossman camp that were being fed these songs. I mean, he would be, I'm sure if you asked him, he would be much more on the side of Odetta or Ian and Sylvia than he would be in the Peter, Paul and Mary camp in terms of who he thought was interpreting his material best.
When the rooster crows, let the break of dawn. Look out your window, a baby, I'll be gone. You're the reason I travel and on. But don't think twice, it's all right.
A lot of those songs are being given to people directly. You know, I mean, Judy Collins, who did an early version of I'll Keep It With Mine, heard it from Dylan. Nico claims that that song was actually written for her, and it appears to be true. Again, you know, he wrote the song, and unbelievably, considering it's one of his greatest ever songs, he gave it away.
You'd search me at any cost, but how long, babe, can you search for what's not lost? Everybody will help you. Some people are very kind, but if I can save you any time, come on.
There is a